poetry on the radio. Today, Shehzad Hati.
Two-body problem. There is a problem I can solve. A two-body problem. You and I are free bodies, drifting through space, exerting a force on each other, but otherwise unperturbed by the outside world. Our total linear momentum should be conserved. You would not be too upset if I classified us as insignificant point particles. Makes the calculations much easier. If I could just quantify our mutual attraction, the resulting system of equations can be solved. Here is a problem I can't solve. It's also called a two-body problem. But now, you and I are not free bodies, bound by social customs, immigration laws, and familial expectations. The term two-body problem refers to a standard problem in physics, but it's also used in the context of relationships in academia. The physics problem is not a very difficult one, if you can make a few simplifying assumptions. There are no such simplifying assumptions in the relationship problem, though. Academic positions being few and far between, it's difficult when both partners are academics to find a position in the same city. The mathematician Alessio Figali, who won the Fields Medal in 2018, said, "I've worked for the next 30 or 40 years. However, there is one problem that I really hope to solve soon. And this is me and my wife living in the same city." Two-body problem. There is a problem I can solve. A two-body problem. You and I are free bodies, drifting through space, exerting a force on each other, but otherwise unperturbed by the outside world. Our total linear momentum should be conserved. You would not be too upset if I classified us as insignificant point particles. Makes the calculations much easier. If I could just quantify our mutual attraction, the resulting system of equations can be solved. Here is a problem I can't solve. It's also called a two-body problem. But now, you and I are not free bodies, bound by social customs, immigration laws, and familial expectations.
Today we heard Shehzad Hati on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio. Poetry on the Radio is now a half-hour program heard every week on Sundays at 4:30 p.m., repeated Mondays at 10:30 p.m. This week, Rina Kikuchi and Jen Crawford discuss translating poetry from Japanese to English.